Iceland's delegation today walked out of the annual meeting of the International Whaling Commission, angered over the Commission's rejection of its membership application. Iceland, along with Norway and Japan, is a pro-whaling nation, which has had observer status with the Commission for the past decade. The 48-nation commission is considering whether to lift a 1986 ban on commercial whaling. The BBC's Charles Scanlon is at the conference site in Japan. Why was Iceland's application rejected?
Well, Iceland wanted to join the IWC with a provision that it could resume commercial whaling, and a majority of the nations said that was not right. If it was going to join the organisation, then it should abide by its provisions, and one of those, of course, is the moratorium on commercial whaling. So because of that, they were rejected, and a very angry response from the Icelanders, and they stormed out this morning to some applause and cheers from their supporters in the pro-whaling camp.
What exactly is at issue here?
Well, Japan has been proposing a resumption of commercial whaling, and it's been trying to build up a majority in the IWC to back up that claim. It has the home field advantage here in Japan, and there have been some new countries joined since last year, so it had hoped at least to win a simple majority on some of the votes. But actually, it's been something of a setback for Japan, and so far it's the anti-whaling countries that have won all of the votes.
This 16-year-old ban on commercial whaling, is it enforced?
Yes, it's a moratorium, and it does involve the agreement of all the member countries. So rather peculiarly, Norway has remained in the IWC even though it opted out and resumed commercial whaling. Japan signed up to the moratorium, but then it set up what it called a scientific whaling program, and that takes about 500 whales a year. And Japan's critics say that this is unnecessary for scientific purposes. It's really just a front for commercial whaling.
I wonder what the plans of the Icelandic delegation are now. What's their next move?
Well, they're leaving Shimonoseki, that's the town here, tomorrow morning in some disgust. They say that the organization has acted illegally, and they are going to consider some sort of legal action.
The BBC's Charles Scanlon at a meeting of the International Whaling Commission in Japan.